2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly.
More or less.
What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. So Mitch Kupchak, who has been a general manager in the NBA forever, got kind of the rug pulled out from under him. I always love this kind of stuff. Mitch Kupchak, don't feel bad for him. He was, of course, the GM for the Lakers for a long, long, long time. And anyway, he's at the Charlotte Hornets. And they had the rug pulled out from under him on the whole Kenny Atkinson thing. Remember when he ended up staying with the Golden State Warriors? And then that was a little bit of a bummer for Jazz fans because they're going, oh, now they're competing with the Charlotte Hornets. They got a coach. And you're good. And guess what? It's not somebody who the Jazz were interviewing or had a serious eyeball on, at least that we were reported to about. But the Charlotte Hornets have now hired Steve Clifford today as their head coach, and there you go. Done. Now the Jazz can focus on their guys and not have to worry about whether or not somebody's going to be, pulling out last second, and then the Jazz have to compete with them. That's not even somebody who was on their list of guys who I think they were considering. So there you go.
Don't you think that's a bad sign, though?
What?
When a guy says, oh, yeah, I'm your guy, and then he says, nah, never mind, I'm not your guy.
Yeah. No, that's a bad sign.
I mean, if you interview someone and they want to be interviewed,
yeah,
clearly they want the job.
Sure. But they're exploring their options. Look, and they're allowed to explore their options. In an age where this has happened in this building a ton.
But if they go, yeah, I'm going to do that, and then they go, no.
So interestingly enough, COVID and millennials, think all of it. Don't look at me like that, Jeremy. You're not a millennial, are you? No, you and I are in the same camp. We're like on the weird edge of old millennials.
You're old millennials.
You get me an old. Actually, millennials are old now.
Actually, I've heard the term geriatric millennial.
No, I will not approve.
That's
not
what you guys
that.
Are. Two geriatrics. No, completely.
He's a millennial. He's in a wheelchair, though. So metaphorically speaking.
I don't even know. What am I, brand Y, X, or Z? What am I?
No, you're straight up out of it.
Out of it?
Like, can't remember where he put his shoes. That's where Scott Mitchell's at. No, but like,
I don't even wear shoes half the time.
No, but I just think that, what were we even talking about besides this Kenny Atkinson, Steve Field? Oh, nowadays, the hiring thing. You see, there's the geriatric part of our millennial.
Wow.
Thing.
He called me out of it. Where's our conversation?
Excuse me?
Am I on a sports show today?
Why do I have to have a doofy,
am I on a sports show today? Why do you have to have a doofy? Because you're acting doofy. That's why. You get the doofy voice.
But nowadays, in this building, across the board, I think hiring across the U.S., people go, yeah, I'm. Thank you for the interview. They're like, you start on Monday. Thank you so much. They've agreed to terms. And then they just don't show up Monday. And they'll go, what happened? Yeah, took another job somewhere else. Or they just don't say anything back to them. That's a very...
They ghost them.
Yes. So the ghosting move by Kenny Atkinson of, oh, yeah, I'm not going to coach with you guys. I'm staying with the Golden State Warriors. Opened the door for Steve Clifford. If you're a Jazz fan, and now the other coaching vacancy in the NBA gets filled, and was also almost filled already before your team had filled one too, there's that little part of you that goes, So what are we doing? No head coach, no draft pick. No, no, no. I trust the process. I trust the process. I trust the process. I don't know how a Jazz fan really feels about it.
You know what's going to happen to the Jazz next year?
What?
They're going to have so few players and no coach. It's going to be like, we're going to have to forfeit the game tonight. We could only round up four players. Alex, we don't have enough to make a roster tonight.
Alex Jensen will be the head coach, like the interim head coach. They'll have the interim tag because they don't know what else is going on here. We didn't hire anybody. And he's going, just hire me. I'm right here. And he's like, yeah, no, no, you're nice. But they're looking past him. No, we love you. Huh? Looking for the hot girl in the crowd. Come on. See, that's what happened. They're like, I'm right here. I'm the solid choice right in front of you. At some point, you go, what are you doing? No moves are being made. So here we go with our next segment here.
You know what? You just struck something with me. Maybe the Jazz really do want Alex Jensen, and maybe they want to see how he handles summer league. Maybe that's why they haven't made any choices, because that's what Danny said. He said, Alex has got the summer league thing all taken care of.
I don't care how he handles summer league.
Well, it could be a thing.
What were we talking about? Sorry, did you say something? I got to turn this millennial hearing aid up a little bit.
So I'm not going to repeat myself.
I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. So here's the deal with our weekend. What are the odds? So let me throw a what are the odds out for you.
All right.
We give you a scenario. You tell me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. And then a jersey number that you can associate with that number, you get yourself extra bonus points that are fake bonus points. And we don't know what the tally is at this point, but we like to throw the jersey numbers out there. So what are the odds, Scott, that the Jazz hire a coach before they make a big deal in free agency?
I think a big deal?
Yeah, free agency starts up, what is it? Is it June 30th or July 1st?
June 30th, right?
Okay.
So if the Jazz, before free agency, it's going to be Derek Jeter 2%.
Oh, the captain?
Or I guess, you know, for you BYU fans, we'll go Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson 2%?
Yeah.
I'll go with let me see here. I'm going to go with a former Seahawks quarterback, Rick Meyer, 3%.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I think they're not in a hurry for a coach.
Was Babe Ruth 3?
Or was Babe Ruth was 3, yeah.
He was 3. Lou Gehrig was 6, right?
Oh, I don't know what Lou Gehrig was.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig was 6.
Okay. So there you go. You going to give me one?
Oh, sure. Will you remember what I say?
Sorry, I don't remember what you were talking about.
Oh, this could be a fun thing.
What?
What are the odds that BYU faces Arch Manning?
Oh,
at Texas.
Oh, that's actually a fun one.
Yeah. Oof. What are the odds that's going to happen?
I'm going to give it. I don't know. I don't know what the. I feel like Texas. I will tell you, I was in the press box at Texas when BYU beat Texas this final time they played them. And they were like, we're not playing you guys again. Like, one guy was like.
What press box was this?
This was in the Texas.
So it was at Texas.
At Texas.
Okay.
And one of their associate athletic directors goes, I don't see an invite coming anytime soon for your ass. Now, that guy might not be there anymore, and he might not be the one making the decisions. But I feel like, I don't know, actually. The Big 12 could go, no, we're going to make you play BYU, Houston, Central Florida, and you're traveling to all of them.
Exactly.
And Arch Manning for sure is playing next year.
Big 12 wants to stick it
great?
To Texas and Oklahoma.
Arch Manning, that means, you know what? If they have to stay for a second year, Arch Manning is playing in Provo at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a.
What if it's like the first game of the year? Like his very first game.
It'd be amazing.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Awesome. Now, they won't do it first game of the year. It would be first conference game.
Well, that's what I mean, first conference game.
Because they've played them really, really early in the season before. I'm going to go with a 'Tim Brown of your former Notre Dame Fighting Irish, 81%.
I'm going to go.
They're going to face him. They got him the next couple seasons.
Yeah.
They're going to face him.
I'm going to go Luther Ellis, 94%.
Ooh.
At the Lions. Look, the Big 12 wants to stick it to Texas. Texas is going to Orlando. They're going to Morgantown. They're going to Provo in consecutive weeks. Like, they're going to ship Texas and Oklahoma on a grand farewell tour as far as they possibly can send.
Here's the thing that sucks, though, for BYU fans that are out there. You're not going to get him till year two. He's going to be, like, probably dialed in year two.
Why wouldn't you get him till year two?
Because he's – oh, no, no, no. That is his first year.
Yes.
I kept thinking this summer. No, no, yeah. Oh, it's perfect.
Yes.
Here's the other thing.
Arch Manning is going to the Big 12 the same time BYU is.
BYU is currently on a two-game win streak against the Texas Longhorns. Out of the five games they've played all time against one another, BYU's up has won 80% of those games. They're 4-1 against the Longhorns in their series. This is bad news. And the Big 12 is going to look at it and go, dude, they lose to BYU all the time. Send them to Provo year one. Oh, and they go, oh, that'd be nice. Sark can show up to his old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
And they will get stomped.
That game will be
let's see it.
A lot of storylines.
I want to see that thing happen, man. Let's go. I'm gonna, so, yeah, 81% chance. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said
what are we talking about?
Tim Brown.
All right, let's take the break here. We've got that's your weekend. What are the odds? There you go. Brought to you by Davis Vision Summer LASIK Sale going on right now. Get rid of those contacts, glasses. Save $1,000 by giving yourself the best possible care, Davis Vision. They also offer routine eye exams, full-service optical center for prescription glasses, frames, contacts, full line of sunglasses. DavisVisionMD.com. DavisVisionMD.com. We'll come back right around the corner. We'll chat a little bit with Matt Biamonte after a week of BYU Football Media Day. The breakdowns from the KSL Sports side of things. Stay with us. Unravel continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.